Would you please to listen of a story often said of a young man, tell me, Giles Byrne, who seemed to know no dread. The people all took notice of a strange way once or twice. They believe he had a warning of the calling of his life. He was born in Grayson County in the Grayson Highlands. He is in eternity, in judgment he will stand. Well, he saw the engine running light just coming down the road. Some boy said, look out, Osborne, but upon it he did go. Well, the engine, it was backing up when Osborne caught his ride. He got off with his hand cut off, he lost in life beside. And he stopped the engine quickly when the signal it was given. I know not who would the engineer, the engine is 497. Grayson in an unexpected way, and when his casket reached his home, you could hear those people say, many a man's been murdered by the railroad, many a man's been murdered by the railroad, many a man's been murdered by the railroad, yes, and laid in his cold on the grave. You may think it's jolly, it's real good advice. If you're having lots of fun, just living mighty nice. Be careful how you're walking on the company's right of way. Johnson Law will get you then, you dumb, you'll have to pay. For they have a kind of a law out there, it's a mighty secret thing. You'll get all that's coming if you're not in that ring. With a pistol in your pocket and a riding on that train, 6 months upon the county road will be your finishing. Many a man's been murdered by the railroad. Many a man's been murdered by the railroad. Many a man's been murdered by the railroad. Yes, and laid in his cold, lonely grave. Many a man's been murdered by the railroad. Many a man's been murdered by the railroad. Many a man's been murdered by the railroad. Yes, and laid in his cold on the grave.
Let me sing you one here that I'll try to remember this thing. When you get on the road, you get to stay in a lot of funky hotels. And this is one that dates back to probably around the 1920s or even earlier, back when they had the old boarding house style hotels and things like that. At least when you stay at the Holiday Inn or somewhere today, you have a consistent degree of badge, you know, you can expect there. But in those days, it was pretty much individual, you know, and you never knew what you was going to get into. And we didn't have all the rules and regulations that we've got these days to keep everybody straight. I'll sing you this old song called the All Go Hungry Hash House, where I stayed.